Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and having a great time here. You know, I like these odds down here, folks. That's Nelly Galan laughing over there, ladies and gentlemen.
99-1, maybe?
It's like, yeah, it's more than that. It's 99.7. I forgot what it is. It's 99.999, I guess, to 1. I like these odds.
Nelly Galan tells me you're secure.
Nelly Galan, ladies and gentlemen, she just can't wait to get on the show. She's a creator and the executive producer at Fox Network of the reality show that most of you know about, The Swan. And it's just taken the television world by storm, doing so great. She's going to tell us about it right now. She's also here at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference as an award winner. She's a Visionary Award winner. Nelly Galan, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. It's so great to be around all these incredible women.
And one guy.
And one guy. I mean, what can I tell you? The odds are different than in the real world, right?
Tell us about that.
Well, I think, you know, for me to be here is very important because, you know, in the real world, we're out fighting every day and really having to...
Is it really a fight?
It is a fight. I think particularly when you're... I mean, in my business, it's a fight because just, you know, the odds are very difficult. It's like winning the lottery to get a show on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so you work very hard to be prepared for that moment when you get a break.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about the odds of you having an idea and successfully coming out, being able to actually get it on air. I mean, people don't realize how many shows are conceived and then how many are piloted.
They don't get on the air.
They never get out of the can.
By the way, that happened to me, too.
They don't. I mean, it's the odds are like my odds here with the women, right?
Right.
99.999 against you.
That's correct. I think, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Maya Angelou because what really spoke to me last night when I heard Maya Angelou, and really what I really believe in is the only reason I'm here is because of, and I see it in a little different light than Maya, because of mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a Hispanic woman. I'm the kid of immigrants. My parents had no money when I was growing up. I certainly didn't know anybody.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and my parents had emigrated to this country from Cuba. We had no money. We knew no one in the business. You know, I certainly didn't remotely think I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And it is that I worked for incredibly tough people who...
They hardened your metal, didn't they?
They did. They tough loved me. My mom mm-hmm. tough loved me, and yeah. She prepared me for all the mentors that followed.
And did she tell you she was loving you with tough love when she did? Or because there were times when you thought, you're being so mean to me.
Oh, I hated her at times. She just didn't care if I liked her or not. And I think that...
She knew it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And at that moment, she mm-hmm. was loving you more than any other time.
That's right. And I realize that when people tell you the truth, it's very difficult to hear a lot of the times. But when you're smart, you listen to it. Because you can't be the one that thinks that you're going to do it, that everyone else failed at something and you're the only one that's going to figure
right.
it out.
Right.
And that's very young to think
right.
that way.
Well, I appreciate you sharing those perspectives with us. Nelly, tell us about The Swan.
The Swan is a show that I came up with. You know, I really believe, and I'm going to talk about it this morning, that when you do your greatest work, it comes from your own life experience. And I don't look at it the way maybe that Joseph Campbell looked at it, like follow your bliss. I look at it in a much more pragmatic way. You know, what's the easiest story for you to tell? The story that comes from your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it an easier sell.
Mm-hmm.
I've for 15 years have been in the Hispanic market, making programming, running Telemundo, with no idea to do a crossover show, really. I was in my niche, and I was an entrepreneur, made a lot of money in my niche. And then something happened to me. I had a baby. Unfortunately, you know, one of the things that fell through the cracks in my entrepreneur life was my personal life. I had a long-term boyfriend, and I realized he was a fixer-upper, and he wasn't the guy I should marry. And so I embarked on this path of single motherhood in a Hispanic family, which... A Catholic Hispanic family, which is Not cool.
You like long odds, don't you, Neil?
I do. And so it really threw me into a period of time of really digging from within and figuring out how did this happen and how should I change my life so I don't make these mistakes again.
How old is your child?
My son is almost 5.
You're rich.
I am rich. Very rich from that child. The greatest thing that ever happened to me.
What's his name?
His name is Lucas, and he'll be here tonight.
All right. I'd like to meet him.
Oh, he's so cool. And what happened is I really went into a period of going to therapy, going to spiritual retreats, you know, getting a trainer, really working on myself instead of my business so much. And I thought to myself, God, if I could have anything, what would it be? And I thought, I want to go away for like 5 months and just work out, go to therapy, and maybe get a boob lift after breastfeeding a kid. And I thought to myself,
Thank you for sharing that with us, Kelly.
You're the only guy, so you have to hear it. So I thought to myself, that's a TV show. Wouldn't other women want the same thing?
You were describing this one, weren't you?
Well, and what happened is I'm reading storybooks with my son, and we're reading all of Hans Christian Andersen, and The Ugly Duckling comes up. And when I saw the word, the swan, the light bulb went off, and I thought, this is a hit TV show. And I thought, it's too big to do it in Spanish.
Right.
So I went to Fox because Rupert Murdoch, one of my mentors, early in my career, loaned me the money to start my company.
Wow.
And they bought it in the room. They're like, this is a hit.
Wow.
And of all the things I've ever done, which
wait.
In the room.
Tell me how breathtaking that was for you to see something happen. And you know, if people think about, they think, well, okay, well, sure, that was easy for her. But that was...
No, 20 years.
I was going to say, you were a 20-year overnight success, weren't you?
Well, 20 years of me getting rejected, 20 years of not getting bought in the room.
Pat it on the head. Go
great idea, but
go back home, little lady, and have another baby or something.
Yeah, good idea, and then we'll call you, and you never hear from them again.
How many times did people say no?
Oh, my God.
Thousands?
Thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lesson, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lesson. You know, you just got to keep asking, don't you?
You can't be an entrepreneur.
Success is a numbers game, isn't it?
It is. It is about, you're right, it is about, everybody says, you're so lucky, and I go, no, I'm not lucky. I've been at it for 20 years, and I persevere like no one's business.
Well, the other thing is you do something that I enjoy doing, and people say to me, they say, how did you get so-and-so to do that? You know what I tell them? I ask them.
Oh, my God, that's what I say about mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, how did you get all these mentors? I go, I hunted them down.
That's right.
You camped out on their doorstep. You know, people don't just all of a sudden show up in your life and say, I want to help you.
Right.
You got to bug them.
That's right. What a great story. What a great perspectives from Nellie Galan, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, and ladies, I know you're screaming out there, I want to hear about this one. I want to hear about this one. Okay, that's all we're going to talk about when we come back. But you know, that was some great perspectives for me there, Nellie. Nellie Galan's going to be with us right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Life is a gamble. Oh, Lord. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows. In Boca Raton, Florida, interviewing. Like, guys, I'm telling you, I know you're eating your heart out right now. It's like 99.999 to 1 women in me.
And they're all well off.
And they're all, exactly.
They don't need your money.
They're beautiful. Like, that's right. It's great. A lot of beautiful women. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of the creator and the executive producer of the Fox series, The Swan, Nellie Galan. Nellie, let me say this. Congratulations on the award. Congratulations on your success. I just see, you know, when I look at you, I see energy, I see perseverance, and I see somebody who is going to grab the world by its lapel and say, I'm going to get what I need out of you.
I try.
Yeah.
God knows I try.
But in a very classy way, and I'm proud
of you for
that. Tell us about The Swan.
Well, The Swan is an incredible gift for women. I call it the lottery for women, because more than money, what we need is help.
Right.
And so what I do is I bring 20 women from all over the country.
So you've already done this twice.
Twice.
Two seasons.
I'm getting ready to do season 3. To Los Angeles for a 5-month curriculum.
They live there for five months.
They
leave their families and
everything.
Yeah.
And the trick to the show is that for 5 months you don't get to see yourself in a mirror.
What?
Can you imagine that for women?
I can't comprehend that.
And it's really...
I don't even want to go that long. I mean, I look at myself
it's really good for women because it's like getting out of your vanity, getting out of yourself,
right,
and really focusing on your inside.
Mm.
And what we do is we give every woman a trainer, a nutritionist, a therapist, a life coach. And if you need a little plastic surgery, we help you out, too.
Oh, a little nip and a tuck here,
little
huh?
nip and tuck.
Yeah.
And after 5 months, you're a different person.
And so it's called the Swan.
The Swan.
And that's a great name. But now, when are we going to do this for guys? See, I'd like to sign up because I could use some help.
I got 500,000 entries this year, and 100,000 of them were men.
Hey, listen. I mean, I can see. Well, we don't want to talk about those guys. They were for the Swan. We're not going there. But okay. I think we should have, like, we could call it the porcupine or whatever, you know, something, the rhinoceros or
men
whatever.
Men definitely need help, especially dealing with successful women.
I think
that's the issue for men these days.
Exactly. But let's get back to the Swan.
The Swan, I think, is an incredible program. And I do believe down the road I have to do something for men. But for women, it's become a phenomenon.
Right.
And women are just so into the show.
Now, the women who really get into it, and who really do well, who really focus on their insides and their outsides and everything. The ones who really get into this thing and who meet the specifications,
correct,
so to speak, there's a little payoff for them, isn't
it? Yeah, they go on to a pageant. And right now we're the number one pageant in the world.
See, this blows me away.
Well, because the pageant, the way that we judge the winner is not just on beauty, but it's on overall transformation, inside and out. It's a pageant you earn a place in. And so for women, it's like something they can aspire to because they see where these women started. Some of them are divorced or their husband left them or they had some kind of illness. I mean, this year we had a woman that was burned in a house fire, 70%
wow,
of her body. Another woman who had cancer. And they see them come back.
You've redefined beauty, haven't you?
Yeah. They resurrect, you know. And so they come back and then, you know, have the self-esteem to compete in a pageant. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you gave them that self-esteem. And, you know, I have to say this, and I've said this on the show before, and the women that I've interviewed have said that this was correct. One of the things men don't have a problem with is ego. You know, we got guys, you know, that's one of the ways we're successful sometimes is we have enough ego to believe we can do things that we really can't do.
That's true.
And we find out later we did it, but we really weren't supposed to.
That's right.
Women need a little help with that, don't they?
Yeah, well,
more so than men. It's a new element in the culture, and it's having confidence is something. If I could give the women who are starting business, if I could give them one thing, I wouldn't give them cash. I wouldn't give them anything else. I'd give them confidence. What do you think about that?
It's the number one thing I find with women that come on the show that they're lacking. They hear from one guy when they were 17 years old that they were fat, and they
right,
believe the guy.
Exactly.
And I always say to them, create a filter. Like, what's in it for that guy? Like, why would someone say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to believe what we hear from the outside world. We get outside feedback.
Women, words land on... I heard someone say one time that men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears.
It's true.
And women, when they hear things, it lands on them much heavier than with guys.
Both good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if a guy...
Yeah.
tries to seduce you, you believe him. And you're like, look.
Now what's wrong with that?
Well, we know better as we get older, don't we? It's all about actions. It's not what people say.
Yeah.
But we really take it to heart. You're right.
You got a website?
I do. NellieGallon.com.
All right. How about theswan.com? You got that.
And theswan.com and Gallon Entertainment, my company.com.
Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
How do we subscribe to, I mean, how do we join up for the Swan?
Well, the Swan is starting to cast end of the summer, and it's going to be on the swan.com website. I got a show before that.
Okay, yeah, you want to tell us about
that.
But I just want to make sure anybody listening, they can go to theswan.com and find out how to become.
Or NellieGallon.com,
okay,
and
right,
it'll tell
now,
you.
Now, the new show.
I have a new show coming out.
30 seconds.
Which is my pride and joy, Ms. Mogul.
Ms. Mogul.
I'm looking for women entrepreneurs with small businesses from zero revenue to $250,000 revenue.
We got those ladies right here in the audience.
Well, we're going to give you a 5-month, a 1-month curriculum,
okay,
I'm sorry, of a boot camp, and you're going to get the biggest mentors, entrepreneur mentors in the country.
But no plastic
mentoring.
Surgery.
No plastic
okay, good,
surgery.
Good. All right, now what about, and I've got to go. You got to come back another day.
I promise.
Been fun. And
they can find out about Ms. Mogul on NellieGallon.com. Ms. Mogul.
Nellie Gallon with one L.
With one L.
Okay, thank you very much, Nellie. See you next time. Congratulations on everything.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. The show is brought to you by IBM. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.